Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing? This is Scott.
Yeah, hello. This
is Scott with ERC, sir. Employee retention credit. Okay, we're calling to speak with a business owner or decision maker of a business. Would that be you?
Yes.
Excellent. So, sir, is this you're Mr. Mende, right?
No, I'm not Mr. Mende.
And you are the business owner of Big Woo Fitness?
Yep.
Oh, so Lisa is your partner?
Lisa is the manager.
Oh, excellent, but you're the owner. Great. Okay, so the reason why I'm calling, sir, is because if your business had five or more W-2 employees and was operational during the COVID pandemic, you could be eligible, sir, for up to $26,000 per W-2 per head, right? And the average that we are seeing per business is $160,000. So our team can assist you in obtaining this credit. Have no upfront cost within 2 days. Just to confirm, sir, was you operational between 2020 and 2021, sir?
We was working from... I was working from home, and few of our trainers were doing online training.
Right. So what we're looking for is that they were on your payroll, and you took a loss because of the COVID.
Yep.
This is a COVID refund, you know?
Yeah.
That's why it's called ERC, COVID Tax Credit. So you did have five or more W-2 employees working. Even if they were working from home, training from home, they were still working. They were under your payroll and you were paying them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Excellent. And have you yet filed for the ERC COVID tax credit?
So I got a PPP loan. Even though if I got a PPP loan, but I still
you still qualify? Yes, sir. Even if you still got a PPP loan, you still qualify. Okay, this is
okay.
A stimulus program.
How can I get started with that?
This is a stimulus program that was created by Congress, sir. Okay, that it qualifies for all the employers. That went through all this and took a big loss, even if they have a PPP loan, they still qualify, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just to confirm, you said you did had five or more W-2 employees working from home but under your payroll, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you were working between 2020 and 2021, correct?
Yep.
Excellent. And you, like you already said, you didn't file for it. No, that. So wonderful. So listen, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you and get you more information with a knowledgeable senior advisor who's going to guide you through the process with ease. Okay. And just bear with me. Right now, he's got all the answers that you need. Just stay on the line with me while I'm dialing him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind, no problem. I hope you're having a great day.
That sounds good.
That's good. Okay, hold on. Here it's already ringing. I will go ahead and introduce you to him and go from there, okay, sir? The same questions you answered to me. Hello, how are you doing? I have, excuse me, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, yes, hey, I have, sir, I have the owner of the company right here with us. But, this is not the manager. Your first name, sir, again? I'm sorry.
My first name is Willie Wu. My last name is Jeffa.
Okay, excellent. So can you take it from here? I'm interested in getting more advice about the ERC program. Thank you.
I'll take it from here. Thank you. My apologies. You said your first name was Wu. Is that correct? W-U?
Yeah, my first name is Willie Wu. W-I-L-L-I-W-U.
Okay. So, Will Wu, prior to speaking with my colleague, have you heard of the employee retention credit, or is this your first time?
Someone called me before and told me a little bit. You can help me.
Okay, and what has stopped you in the past from moving forward with the employee retention credit?
I was just busy. It was a busy season for me. I couldn't do it.
So I guess we call you at the right time. Okay. So as you may be aware, it is a partial refund of your payroll taxes that you paid on your W-2 employees from 2020 and 21. So if you don't mind me asking, roughly how many did you have on payroll during that time period?
Okay, let me check right now. I'm just counting.
Okay.
I believe like 5, including me.
Okay, great. Okay, and these are full-time employees?
No, they were not full-time. They're all part-time.
All part-time, okay. So what will happen is this. They'll take 2 part-times, merge it into 1 full-time. Only thing is we do have a company requirement of 5 full-time W-2 employees. So what I would recommend you do is reach out to your local CPA or accountant, see what you could do about those 5 part-time W-2 employees that you kept on payroll, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks, Lulu. Take care.